January the 18th, 2023, this program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks Blog Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Assalamu alaikum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Wahfidin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradio.drmirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Before we get started this evening, we're asking everyone to make a dua for our beloved brother, Louis Ali, formerly known as Louis Dupree 17X from Masjid Malcolm Shabazz in New York. May Allah forgive him his faults and his sins and grant him paradise. He will always be known as Dean. He will always be the Imam Ramadan, as known as Dean Ali. He was a great soldier and a great friend to me. Also, we are asking everyone to make a dua for our beloved sister, Margaret Rose Mary. May Allah forgive her her faults and sins and grant her paradise. Also, Sister Dr. Alexia Morgan, may Allah forgive her her sins and grant her paradise. And also our beloved brother, Imam David A.K. Hassan of Fayetteville, North Carolina. May Allah forgive him of his sins and grant him paradise and bless their families' strong faith in their hour of bereavement. Also, let me say this. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't make a prayer or say a prayer for somebody if they are not of your own faith. That's not true. The Holy Quran says, Allah says in the Holy Quran that he hears the prayers of every supplicant that calls on him. And he's saying, with a will, hear his prayer or hear his call so that you may walk in the right way. The Quran Surah 99, Ayat 1 to 4, earthquakes. You can see in the shaking of the physical form, the economy of the society. This evil world has tried to keep all of the physical economics in one people's hand or one geographical locality. But God is going to make a shaking come about to tumble down to the great Mount Everest of wealth. The greedy rulers will not have all of the world's wealth anymore. And it is a shaking of your form within yourself. You think of yourself as a physical power. So when you are made angry, you rise up in yourself as a force and start threatening your provokers. World leadership got strength and physical form, armies, etc., to threaten the masses. So this now is broken up. The masses are not afraid. Quake, there is too much material wealth in a certain nation hand or too much power in an individual mouth. Science is the direct communication of Mother Nature. The Quran Surah 99, Ayat 4 to 5, Earth will declare what God reveals. So science is a direct communication of Mother Nature, the direct, true, factual science is a communication of Mother Nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God says in our book, there is coming a time when the world is going to be so confused that the earth itself is going to start behaving as though God reveals something to it, as though she received a revelation. Here is another metaphor, another personification, like a mystical picture of what is happening, but it is accurate and true. So when you abuse yourself eating the wrong foods, your own body rejects what you are doing. So you vomit, you get sick, you break out in a fever. Your own body is rejecting what you are doing. The whole earth will come to do that when we keep feeding our life that came from Mother Nature, insanity, filth, etc. The public life is going to spit up and vomit all over the place. We look at the trouble and say, it is really bad. Look how they are killing each other. Look how they are just going after sex with no intelligence. So when a person gets sick with a disease, sometimes the disease is something that builds toxins up in the body, in the blood, in the system. The subject or the victim of this breakout is all kinds of ugly sores. You think it is the end, comes and looks at him and says it is in its terminal state. He is going to be all right after this. That is the way I look at our public killing each other over nothing, ready to kill and be killed for nothing, like liking filth, working hard to defy intelligence, working hard so that they do not live by intelligence. I see this as a terminal state. The poisons are all coming out, and they are going to be well pretty soon. This is what we are seeing is the end of it. There is nowhere to go except back to the normal human being. Wolfman is a form of style creators. I like fiction, and I use to see the Wolfman change, but he would not stay that way after he stopped howling, wolf calling him. And the night passed into the day, and the wolves are not howling anymore. He come back to a normal human being. That is how the style creators who create fads for the public mind regulates us. They're darken your intelligence and turn you into a wolf man. Bring the light back out. Cut the weird sounds off that is coming out the darkness so that you will not be spooked up. It brings you back to intelligent life again. So you are wearing a suit and tie, going to the bank or doing a good job again. Just the other night you took off your clothes and you had to hurry up and take your shirt off so the animal hair could come all out and the animal muscles could swell up because you were about to ruin your nice shirt and your nice suit. You had to hurry up and get out of it. That is the devilish world, isn't it? So what hurts them more than anything is the birth of Christ Jesus or the birth of Muhammad, peace and the blessing be upon the prophet, or the birth of a man like me. I hurt them more than anybody. It is more hurting for them because I am not a dignified two. I am not in a world popular book. I don't have any big names and big following, they say. A little guy like that destroying our world. He is killing our world in the minds of his people. Go to him and tell him he does not know what he is doing. Take some of our books and let him see what we know. That is what happened. I mean, really, a certain person gave me his books to show me what they know. They say, let him see how grand, how massive, and how far-reaching our knowledge and our thing is. Tell him, we said, take a hike. And I'm not doing this to show my knowledge. You go over ability, and you do things to show your knowledge. I have no desire to show any knowledge. I do this only to help my people. So when I say my people, I mean people in my circumstances. If you are white, red, yellow, black, I don't care what color you are. If you have my history of suffering in this darkness of this world, and you were not able to get our life up, and they were regulating your life with season telling you when to live and die morally, then you are a victim with me, and I exist for you, not to show knowledge. The Quran, Surah 99, Ayat 4 to 5, Mother Earth, all access to her table. So Earth inspired by her Lord. If Mother Earth would speak, she would insist that all of the children receive the same accommodation at her table of inherit shared quality freedom, community entitlement, and the invitation to honorable standing in this world and in the letter. Grassroots people with wide position statements. So the Prophet, with Allah's guidance, Holy Quran, is showing the common man, grassroots, wants to be with a new order, supporting humanity, calling and opposing whatever works to entomb its fertile soil. The grassroots wants to get in the record for supporting created inherent possibility and man's humanity rooted identity. So we want to be functional in a new order supporting the liberty of inherent aim and its expression in the contents of our social development. The grassroots wants fulfillment of soul and its spiritual life so as to no longer languish out of doors, far from man's home of social establishment. We want our soul, socioeconomic, academic and political accumulation and community construction. The grassroots are sensing some need of the new order and stating to read for ourselves today's message of urgency conveyed upon global economic and social trends. The Quran, Surah 100, horse that paints. By the steed that runs with painted breath and strikes sparks of fire. Revelation 6, 2 to 8, horse, red, tail, blind motivation. So the horse is an animal that follows his master's orders blindly. He has no intelligence when it is trying to achieve something. Intelligence is gone once he tries to achieve something. He follows influences. He responds to feelings. He also responds to things that come into his vision. So they keep him from having the problem of being disturbed by things coming into his vision. They put blinders on him and a bit in his mouth. They didn't put the bit in Frankenstein's neck. The same bit, just a little modification or alteration to take your mind off so that you won't make the connection. You are nothing but a bunch of horses with blindfolds on. This world rides you, and you go on in any direction that it says go, and you don't care what happens. You're just going. You got to go. Oh, I don't have time. Got to go. A horse will run until he drops dead. Nothing stops him from responding to the influences. Death has to stop him, and that is all that will stop him. He runs until he drops. The Quran, Surah 100, Ayat 1, the horses that run. Revelation 6, 2 to 8, four horses, white, red, black, pale. Action, conscious acts, influence, the unconscious. Ablution, washes the hand, is a ritual speaking to impulsive acts as also subject. If a conscious act has been wrong, then the unconscious act has been influenced. So we have to take the right hand, then with intentions and with conscience, correct the automatic habit, the automatic act. Mouth clean, if we govern our acts, the speech will comply. Then we go from the hand and we clean out the mouth. If a man restrains himself from doing unclean, bad, and harmful things, if he checks his actions, the work that he does with his hand, and even his voluntary act, if he remains conscious of them, that they have to be watched over. When that man avoids being a man who speaks with his tongue, whose words are ready to agree with his intentions, if we govern our acts, the speech will be ready to comply. Why? Because usually the speech rises to the defense of the act. Usually a person, when he is lying, it is to defend an act. Is that right? So the role of the tongue is usually because of the influence of an act. So if he cleans his actions, the tongue will automatically become agreeable. Now his mouth is ready for cleansing. But if a man is not checking his actions, he is not ready to discipline the speech. So God tells us through Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, wash the right hand three times, then the mouth three times, because we injure each other with our tongue, mentally and spiritually, don't we? So we are injuring too by things that we allow to come into us in those three ways. Immorality beats out obedience, then influences the mind. Even the physical that we allow to come into us that is unclean and unacceptable into the heart and conscious mind, to the heart of the mind, those things, though they be physical, they influence us mentally, morally, and spiritually. So if that's not a fact, is that not a fact? If any person do a shameful act and not be influenced by it, can any person put in any kind of filth or shameful thing into their mouth and not be influenced psychologically by it? The mind will have to be more disciplined to accept the thing that you're doing. So you first have to beat out the obedience for it to accept the disobedience. So this thing is filthy, the filthy act that you do with the mouth. If it is a shameful thing to you, it is going to affect you mentally and spiritually. So the nose is symbolic of the purely spiritual intuitive power, or symbolic of the spiritual power in the man. So we clean the mouth three times. Then after we clean the mouth, we go to the nose and we clean out the nostrils three times. We still have a common expression. He was nasty. Pardon me. He was nosy. So what does this expression mean? It means that he gets into business that is not his. He unnecessarily interested in other people's business. So that is an indication that you have a degree of ill will in you towards others. If it wasn't, then there, you wouldn't be so nosy. That is the symbolic or the spirit of the human being. So those things that are what we call purely spiritual, you heard people say, I can smell it in the air. I smell something cooking. We associate it with a spiritual scent that is not a suspicion. It is a kind of influence. It is a spiritual power. So we say the nose represents a spiritual power. So we know that the horse power is usually seen with his nose. The horse has thin legs, a muscular body, but when he runs, his nose flies open, and he has a strong nose. He breathes in very great volumes of air. So we usually see the power of the horse in his nose, and the horse is symbolic of the spiritual power in the man, the human being. In Revelation, you will find this. There are four horses representing the four spiritual influences. The Quran, Surah 1, part 100, Surah 100, Ayat 1, steel horse that paints. Revelation 14, 20, blood, horse, bridle. For the horse runs with mouth open, represents passion of the people, spiritual drive, and moral passion. The human life of you, the blood, the rational life, is going to come into the horse body, and you are a horse yourself. So you are not just spiritual. Even your mind is made like a horse who obeys blindly. So the horse equals blind human forces. The Quran, Surah 100, Ayat 1 to 2, he that paints. So the horse represents human forces, not human intelligence. The rider that was on the horse represents human forces topped with human intelligence, but the horse without a rider just represents blind human force. That's why they put blindfolders. The horse, he is not supposed to see. He is just supposed to follow the stimulation. Get up, spur, spur, hit him. He's only supposed to respond to a stimulus. And he is not supposed to be watching where he is going. He's supposed to feel where he is going. So when the reins on the left pull to the left, he's supposed to go to the left. When he feels a pull to the right, he's supposed to go to the right. So the horse is the horse in the epileptical textbooks of the Bible and the secret language of the political technicians. They are the technocrats for operating on your total conscious. They are to manipulate and exploit and use your total resources and to keep you under the political power or arm. Those people, I'm not talking about the White House. If the State Department was running our lives, we would be well off. The State Department is trying to run lives against the thing that we invite into our lives. And those things come from death, the rider on the horse. So if Duali said that the man is the rider on the pale horse, we have to go to the Bible and interpret that concept out of the book where Duali got it. Interpreted that the language out of the content from which Duali got it, and we come to the conclusion that Duali meant that the white man was deaf riding a pale horse. So horse means blind forces and pulses of society that have to be directed by intelligence. Now we have to understand, what does pale horse mean? Horse means the forces of human society being harnessed, the blind forces and pulses of human society that has to be directed by intelligent, honest, or directed by intelligence. So pale equals moral conscience. If it's pale, what does that mean? Pale means the moral conscience. He's writing the forces of the human being that are setting upon the moral conscience. And what is writing his moral conscience? Death is writing his moral conscience. What is the moral conscience of typical America in its history? It is love of Jesus Christ, respect for white America, and a sacred respect when it comes to you for white America. Is that right? So what is that a main ingredient in our moral constitution and our moral thing, the main ingredient was about God has a son named Jesus who gave his life to save the world. Love and believe on Jesus. The horse has impulses, tendencies. You put blinders on him because his impulses lead him to blind emotions. So you have to keep him focused on the path. The Jacobite put blinders on the world. The Quran Surah 100, Ayat 1, feed that paint. Revelation 14:20, blood, horse, bridle. Is when the passion comes up to intelligence, discipline. The bridle is where intelligent man disciplines the animal with the reins. It means that murder and violence would be increasing at an alarming rate. The Quran Surah 101, Ayat 1-3, noise and clamor. Not only are we affected by noise itself, but there is also a force behind noise or in noise that affects the human nature. The noise hits the eardrum, but there is an entity of the noise that affects your very nature. So music manipulates. The Quran Surah 101, Ayat 1-3. What will make you realize the noise? So there are those who are clowning when the record player is off. The song is still being sung. That's why we memorize reciting Quran. So 24 hours, you are under the influence of a world that wants to prey upon you, that wants to suck your blood, that has to have you for their exploits. So when we get you, it's like getting somebody who was told to repent a simple line, pardon me, to repeat a simple line over and over for 20 hours. Then you get them, and they can't hear anything in their mind. You're talking about indoctrination. We can reach people for hearing that simple line being repeated over and over in their mind. Indoctrination is a thing that comes in your ear and your mind, your eyes, daily from the TV, radio, magazine, and the noise you hear all around you, in your house, and out on the streets. That's indoctrination. That's indeed indoctrination. So turn the TV on in the morning, and they are selling you something that you don't need, a hamburger toasted on the top, that you doesn't need a hamburger toasted on the top, soft on the inside, and you will go and look for that hamburger because it's different. Oh, I heard there is restaurants now selling hamburgers, fast food place selling hamburgers, toasted on the outside, top toast bun. Just call it anything, and you've got to buy it because it's new. An umbrella that plays music, any unnecessary foolishness can be sold to you, right? Oh, yes. You know it's the truth. Commercial extreme breaks up families. So I have to buy my child some new socks. Why? He doesn't like the ones I brought him, the one that they put out with Mickey Mouse on them. So then the money that you put into his socks has gone to waste. Those socks are no more good because they brought out some with Mickey Mouse on them. All they have to do is put it on TV once and show little children playing with Mickey Mouse on their socks. Then all of your children have to have those socks with Mickey Mouse on them. Mama, get me those socks with Mickey Mouse on it, okay? I will get them as soon as I go out to the store. Next time I go shopping, Daddy says, look here, girl, didn't we just buy these boys' socks last week? Says yes, but he wants the ones with Mickey Mouse on it. Say, we do not have money to buy more socks. He says, are you going to deprive my child of socks with Mickey Mouse on them if he wants them? Maybe he's just as much, pardon me. My baby is just as good as anybody else. Pretty soon, the relationship between the husband and the wife is destroyed. The father has left home. There is a fatherless household. Who broke up the house? Mickey Mouse shop. So this is a strange kind of development that has taken over American people's lives, that is divorcing each other over foolishness. Hating each other over foolishness, digging ourselves deeper and deeper into poverty over foolishness. So the way out is to know yourself. When you know yourself, be yourself. Don't let the influence from the TV tube change yourself. And then education noise. So the Quran Surah 101, Ayat 1-2, what makes you realize what is the noise? Education teaches child pay attention to what he hears. Spiritual reality can take over the attention of the mind. And then means to pay attention. So we need to tell our children to pay attention to what you're hearing. Isn't this how we start our worship of God to prayer? First, before we say anything, and it is called adhan, and which comes from the verb adana, which means to pay attention, and the instructor. If I want to tell you pay attention, I have to say adana from uhend, from dahan, or from the verb to pay attention, comes uhend. They say Arabic words come from verbs, not from nouns. So the root is a verb, not from the noun. So if that's true, then uhand here comes from the verb to pay attention. And ahand also comes from the verb that means to pay attention. And we put our hands to our uhana, two ears, or one, some of them call with one. They are styling. But the regular way is to put both hands to our ears, like this, and it's called adhan, from uhan, or the ear. So the ear, you know, is an animal. The ears, you know, an animal, like the dog and others, when something gets their attention, you see the ear move. They are on the alert. So we need to teach the children to pay attention to what they are hearing, because if you don't pay attention to what your ears are hearing, you're just like a deaf person that's all absorbed in something else. So the hearing doesn't work for you. They have to be trained to do that because they have lost that. They are born in the world with this, but lost that, but has lost that. So they have to be trained to do that now. It was natural for man, because man was formed of the earth, and then we become detached up there in the mind and lose his natural ability, nature form, and can't hear. You can be looking at something and don't see it. Isn't it something how the senses work? Somebody has to tell you, hey, don't you see that, man? You're going to run into it. You didn't see it. You had something else taking all of your energy. So our time is this reflex thing, moving on reflex. You have difficulties with your children at home. You can't talk to them no more. They can't hear you. They can't see what you want to show them. All their five senses seem to be going crazy and astray, away. So we have to orientate our children and ourselves firstly to respect the five senses. Listen to what you hear. Isn't it mystifying that God gives us open ears, but when my mind isn't with you, I can't hear a thing you're saying, and my ear is open, just like it was when I was giving you attention? Nothing has changed. Only my interest has changed, and I don't hear a thing you're saying. So you can shout as loud as thunder during an electric storm, and maybe you'll get my attention. I will probably say, oh, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. How come you didn't hear me? Your ears is open. Okay, you are a materialist that doesn't believe in the spiritual reality. Your ear is open. Nothing changes in it. How come you don't hear me? Because there is a spiritual life that man cannot know in its deepest depths or in its entirety. It will leave us mystified a bit. That's why psychology isn't not an exact science, because that the inner life of man, all the energies in the body are actually one energy, source called a resolver. There is one source, and this one source is expressed in all of these other needs or avenues of human energy and expression. So that explains how if I concentrate so much on one thing, all my energies, all my consciousness will have been taken and concentrated right there on that one thing. If that thing is outside of the matter at hand, I'm lost before the matter at hand. I can't see, I can't hear, I can't smell. I can't even think, because you need those five senses to even think. So ear hears, but the mind is not paying attention. Tell your children like I tell mine. Attention to what you're hearing. Respect what you're hearing. If you don't respect me, at least respect your ear. Your ears has been given to you by your creator to hear communication. Down, please pay attention to what you're hearing. So you're talking to them, and they are not paying attention to what you're saying. And because that you are not paying attention to what you're saying, the ear are hearing it. Because when you get their attention, they say, oh, I didn't hear you. You will say, you heard me, but you couldn't respond. Isn't that something? It lets us know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created something that is too big for us to manage alone. And just keep reinforcing that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created something that is too big for humans to manage alone. So we need God. We have to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reveal to us these things and show us the way, enlighten us. So so we can walk with the path that we can see and go to where we know we should go. Once I get over these complex things in the path, it will be very easily and quickly wrapped up. Isn't that something? Our language is something too. What? Wrap it up. Okay, ready to wind it up now, man. Can't you wind it up? But it's all, that's kind of beautiful, isn't it? Okay, so the what? That's a walk. That's a wrap, pardon me. It shows how much we are living in the world of darkness. This world is darkness. That's what Scripture says. The Bible, it lets us know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created something that is too big for us to manage alone. And just keep reinforcing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created something that's too big for humans to manage alone. We need God. And we have to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reveal to us these things and show us the way, enlighten us, can see, and go to where we know we should go. Now, these brothers can put their whole mind in a small place. Do you know that? This goes for all the senses. Somebody can be hitting you, and you can't feel it. They'll say, hey, man, I'm about to break your arm, man. I'm trying to tell you something. And your mind is so engrossed, you are going to pay, and you aren't paying any attention to them. They are saying, hey, man, hey, hey. So all of your senses can be cut off by you absorbing yourself in something separate from the matter at hand that your sense should be engaging. Seven created seven above, and for you a simulant. Allah is he who created seven firmaments, and of the earth a similar number. Through the midst of them all descend his command, that ye may know that Allah has power over all things, and that Allah comprehended all things in his knowledge. That is great, great insight and great, great help for teaching, and also for us to get our people to come back to life, come back to their hearing, to the good condition of their five senses. That's what we have to do. So we have to bring the life back to the five senses. Now, we know we have a higher spiritual life too, but to live in this world, when you go up there, it is seven, right? So up to seven, down to something else. Up to seven to heaven. I think that's how they put it. They're saying in English, seven up to heaven. Seven up, it means seven up to heaven, but five down here where you have to live. So you have five. Why our religion emphasized the five. Bani al-Islamu illa timsa. Bani al-Islamu illa timsa. Islam has been established upon five. It didn't say five senses. It didn't even say five pillars. It said five, and those who have passed it on to us say five pillars, five principles. They say that, but the original saying of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is just Islam is structured on or built upon five. So the attention diverted can't mean can't hear mind over matter. The Quran Surah 102, Ayat 1 to 2, diverted by seeking material. So the human nature is a marvelous work, and it is a very challenging thing. You have to really study it to master human nature. You have to have great wisdom of human nature to master human nature. Human nature is such that the ear can be working, but the man does not hear. What does that tell you? It tells you that there is a sense that is stronger than the physical sense. This ear brings me to the physical sound. But if my attention is very strong on something else, the sound will be there, and I will not get the message. It is mind over matter. The inner sense is stronger than the outer sense. So the outer sense are the five senses of the flesh. But these senses evolved a higher level. In time, the man grows to use those elementary senses of his flesh in another way and on a higher level. So when these elementary senses are busy on a higher level, they can hear you if you are a long ways from the door and you knock. He can't hear you. You have to get his attention first. The Quran Surah 102, Ayat 1 to 2, accumulating diverse. So you look at the world life, you see life. You look at the world, you look at the word life, you see life. You look at the word death, you see eat. And Allah says in the Quran, surely we have given you abundance of good, and Allah says also that the going after abundance, amounting, piling up wealth, will stay on you until you come to the grave. It's something that becomes hypnotic, automatic, almost in your life, stays on you and causes you to lose more conscience, and you just keep on going after compulsively without any ability to resist going after the will or material plenty. And where is it carrying you? To the grave, to hell, destruction of your human nature, your good life, your good soul. That's where it's carrying you. But you see what I did? I gave you a reference of abundance in a good sense. God wants you to have abundance. And at the same time, God wants you to know that going after it will bring you to the grave, the death of your humanity. So the Quran, Surah 103, Ayat 1 to 3, time through the ages, Job 1, 9, 13, 22, and 27, 2, and 4, Job tested. Hope is reality. It is much stronger than truth. Faith and patience. You have to have faith and are at least righteous or good deeds. But actually, the word is righteous. In Arabic, it is solihad. Al-amalu means work, and solihad means righteous. But then times get difficult and things try you, wato bilha, and they give mutual support for the truth, not just by yourselves. Wato means you are working in association with others to promote truth. And the word for truth is sadiq. And another one, in common spoken language in Arabic, ha, it is not really truth, it is reality. It is much stronger than truth, because truth may be in your opinion or may be as you view a situation. That's the truth. But haq means universal truth supports it. Reality supports it. Then patience in the Quranic Arabic, it is pronounced watawasso bil sabira. Don't try to take on the burden by yourself. Again, it is watawaso. Work with other people and associate them with other people. If you look at the four, except those who have faith and righteous deeds, so far it is addressing the individual, though the individual is identified with the believer. It is really addressing this, something is happening, something that is not satisfied with itself, creation. It is never satisfied with itself. Why? Because it is never complete. It is incomplete. It can only be complete when it reaches or arrives at God. A child separated from his mother or his father, if it has any knowledge of the father or mother in the child's life, it will move out to find father and mother. Is that right? Earth is our natural food. So if we have our sense, our good senses, we move out to find earth to put this body to feed this earthly body. It will be sustained. Everything moving out after that, that it needs to replenish itself. So creation separates, breaks up to find God. So there's something is happening. Creation is moving out, is reaching for something. So to complete itself, to satisfy itself, to bring agreement within itself. So it does this by separating itself. The child that is born in the home of growth, he has to separate from the house one day. So it is with every life. So it is with everything. It's moving and it's separating. It's breaking away from those things it once was with because it's looking for something to satisfy itself. None of the things that is of its own nature, own order, will satisfy it. It has to find that that is independent of the womb. So life is constantly breaking away. It's not satisfied with itself, it says, to get what I want. If it means teaching myself, if it is tearing myself down, I'll do so. Life will break itself up and start from scratch again to get the opportunity to diverse at where it wants to go. It wants to get there. And it will get there, Almighty God, in his great wisdom, designed this path for his creation to travel. If you travel this path, you have to give up your pride. You have to give up your selfishness. You have to become humble. You have to give up your narrowness and become brotherly and sisterly. You have to give up your desire to be master of a little kingdom and come into a big kingdom and share with everybody else. This is what Almighty God forces us to do. He breaks you up, brothers and sisters, and make you start all over from scratch. Now, if he allows anybody to arrive there without breaking, then we will arrive there as boasters. Say, yes, I got here on my own. See, I am all together. No, but when you get there, brother, you've got a history of breaking up behind you. The Quran Surah 101, one upon me, the Quran Surah 105, Ayat 1, the Companions of the Elephant, Deuteronomy 32:15, waxed, but Jashurun waxed, and kicked, that are waxed, that are grown thick, that are covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. The human flesh must take on new attributes, new descriptions. The human flesh can't be flesh in the sense of greed and hunger for more flesh. For the flesh creatures are hungering. He might eat grass like an elephant. The biggest mass of flesh walking the land. He doesn't prey on flesh. He eats grass. Is that right? But still he is moved by flesh. The elephant is moved by the heat of flesh. And he is satisfied just to have this whole earth reduced to nothing but the mixing and the rumbling and the coming together of flesh. As long as he can lay with flesh and make some more flesh on the earth, that big old elephant that doesn't eat flesh is satisfied. We have a world that is ruled over by so-called Christians. That is all. Holy when it comes to not shedding blood. They are not prayers or the kind that go out and tear at flesh and drink blood. They speak of peace and love. But they will advance of a big body of wealth, big like the elephant, and never manifest any human love and charity. They keep all to themselves. Is that right? It has to be riots, demonstrations, and all kinds of forces, people to pressure Christian society and to respond to the need to be a little charitable. So we have an elephant society. So this is an elephant society, a society that never eats blood, you know, at least not out in the open. They profess to be grazers on the grass, appearing to the sheep. But they become big, solid masses, huge, and leave the other part of the family leaned and starved out. The book says a certain people wax fat. And because they wax fat, God saw fit to destroy them. So we know overweight is terrible for the individual as he continues to eat and just stuff himself. After a while, he gets out of order. People look at him and say, man, you used to look handsome. Get ugly. So the society, if we see that in our physical form, we can gorge ourselves and stuff ourselves so too much and become unattractive and ugly in the physical form, then we should see that as a sign of divine, that we can gorge ourselves under the influence of greed. We can become so selfish, snatching everything for ourselves and not giving any of it out as we become fat and ugly in spirit, fat and unruly moral nature, ugly in human form. And the world looks at us and they say, good God, I can't stand so-and-so. Elephant Kaaba, the Quran, Surah 105, Ayat 1-3. The companions of the elephant, Allah protected the Kaaba, purity and strength of idols, as he protected the nation of Islam. It speaks of the companions of the order of the elephant. What does this represent? It represents imperialistic power, the great empire, Abraha, who from Africa went to the Holy House at Mecca. It had become a pagan house. It had been ruined after Abraham. It had become a pagan house. He was leading an army of well-armed men coming against that house that was at the time heathen, pagan. When he came, God defended that house. If I would tell some of you, crazy person, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected the honorable Elijah Muhammad and the nation of Islam, and some may say, what is the imam talking about? Is he trying to dignify the nation of Islam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory to the little Hashim, an old man with no army or anything. He didn't have a Quran. All he knew that this house is God's house. He didn't say this house is God's house. And I believe God now is going to punish us for having all these idols there. He knew nothing of al-Islam. The man thought he was right. He said, this is God's house with all of its false idols, shameful rituals. I can't defend it. God will defend his own house. And didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to Muhammad, praise and the peace be upon him, that he caused the small birds to come with small dot pebbles and drop them on the heads of the animals, elephants, and turn them into screwed up stubble, and rescued that place because something was there that he had an interest in. He had a purpose for it being established, even though paganism was ranging supreme. God protected it. Alif refined social sentiments. The Quran, Surah 106, Ayat 1. Let's look at the word again. La ilahi koreshin ilahi. Ilahi comes from the word alasat. And alasat means to show the refined social sentiments. Alasat, one who is alif, who shows the fine social sentiment. He's warm. He's considerate. He's understanding the social need. He's a good fellow, socially speaking, a sociable person, a good person in the social context of life. So that's Alifat. And we find that this is the very first letter of the alphabet, Alif. Alif is the first letter of the Arabic alphabet. Alif Nesful is Kabaj. So now there are other words that we connect with. So this word, you see, those other words will help us to understand the meaning. Kabaj is called Malfus. Malfus Kabaj. And Malfus is called that. Why? Because it hugs, every new member hugs the other. And that is how they grow. They grow by hugging each other. Every time a new leaf member comes on the stalk, it hugs the other members, and it just keeps on hugging other members before they become that solid white head of cabbage. Fear is cold, hunger is hot. Allah protects summer and winter. Now the human being, because of its social nature, it senses threats of other person that he is socially tied to, just as though those threats are directed at him. That's because of the social conduit, the social fabric, the social continuity of the life, the continuous life. Because of that continuous life, there is a cautious sense that is whole and contentious that includes all of those members in the concern. And when threat comes to them, we sometimes respond differently than if the threat came directly to us. And this mortal fear is what we mean mostly by a cough of fear. Hunger arises to protect the mortal. Now, when we get hungry, what is it? It is the body itself, isn't it? It's the material body itself reacting to the need to keep itself, to keep its life. So the body pains here. It wants some food. It needs to keep its life. It wants to hold its life. Hunger and fear are both mortal based. They are based in the mortal being, and they are ushered that arises for the protection of the mortal being. Hunger to sustain us materially or biologically, and fear to protect the biological body. Salakallahu Dadeem, surely Allah speaks the truth. We will continue this tomorrow at 7 p.m., inshallah. It only means if it please God. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Imam Dr. Marat Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you. And thank you for listening.